This is Radharasuta Nidhi class, 2010, May 6th, 2010, Radhakund. And we're discussing verse number 52 about Radhika's Guna Mahima. The glories of the divine qualities of Radharani. And yesterday we described how her heart is Amanda Premanka. As a hallmark of love is embedded and marked in her heart. And then we describe, because of that intense love for Krishna, then she was able to transcend and give up all her attachments. Shlatta sakala nirbandha vridayam. All the attachments which ordinary people hold so dear, family, friends, society, name and fame. Shlatta means slackened or to release. Give up those restraints and run to Krishna. We heard about that yesterday. Now, these are qualities. So this is one of the qualities we discussed yesterday, the quality of surrender. How Radharani's epitomizing the verse from the Bhagavad Gita, 1865. Sarvadharman Prityaja Mamekam Charanam Raja. So that's one of her qualities. We're discussing these classes. We'll be discussing Guna Mahima of Srimati Radhika, the wonderful glory, various qualities she has. So this verse is describing different divine qualities of Radharani. The second quality is, now that was something of her surrender. Surrender, you could say, is a quality of the mind or heart. Now these are some of her bodily qualities the verse is mentioning. Amanda premanka shlata sakala nirbanda vridayam daya param divya cha vimadura lavanya lalitam alaksham radakyam nikila nigamer ap yatitaram Rasam bodhe saram kimapi sukumaram vijayate. Rasam bodhe saram kimapi sukumaram vijayate. In the second line of the verse, Srila Saraswati Pad, he's mentioning Chavi, Divya Chavi. Divya Chavi, that's also in a prayer to Lord Chaitanya Pranam prayer, Anandalilama he vigrahaya, Hemava Divyacha Visundaraya, Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya, Chaitanya Chandrayana Noma stay. We glorify Lord Chaitanya as his beautiful golden rupe. So this Divya Chavi means that Radharani has a divine complexion. Beautiful divine complexion. This is one of her qualities. She's so effulgent that when she enters the forest in Vrindavan, the entire forest becomes illuminated. And she's so effulgent that when she goes out on a full moon night to meet with Krishna and Avisar, that all the mantris and gopis, they have to cover her effulgence because it's full moon night and she's so brilliant that everyone will see this flash of light moving through the darkened footpaths of the forest on her way out to the Kunjavans to meet Krishna. So she'll be detected or noticed or discovered by her in-laws or other superiors of Barsana or Yavat. So in order to cover the effulgence of Radharani, then all the Sakyamandris, they do lepana, anga lepana. They cover her body. They cover her body with chandan, sandalwood, red chandan, lal chandan. There's two types of chandan. And they try to subdue and reduce her natural luster, her divya chavi, her effulgence. So this is one of her qualities. Now another quality is described Madhura Lavanya Lalitam. Madhura Lavanya Lalitam. These are different qualities, the greatness of Radharani's qualities. Madhura Lavanya Lalitam. What this phrase means is that Radharani has sweet feminine grace and beauty. Pearl-like luster radiates from within her divine, lovely, charming form. This word Lavanya is often used by the Padakartas and Acharyas of Shastra to describe Radharani. Lavanya is a very interesting idea. If you have a pearl, a moti or a pearl, a high quality, genuine, real pearl, it has a natural, you can say, translucence or a light that emanates from it. It's very attractive to look at. It's not like if you, especially when you compare it to some imitation pearls, when you see the real thing, you look at a real pearl, there's some like moonlight, beautiful, soothing moonlight coming out from the center of the pearl, which of course has its medicinal effect to pacify and mollify the maddened mind, and also is the gem for Chandra, this pearl. When people are a little crazy type, they're advised by their friendly Jyotishi to wear a high quality, what they call flawless moti ratna on their Chandra finger, which I think is pinky finger. And that's supposed to cool down their mind, but they very rarely get a proper pearl. But they're very beautiful, this lavanya. It's a natural inner glow, a radiance or glow, so it's a little hard to translate without a rather elaborate description. But the translator says pearl-like beauty. So that doesn't really quite catch the meaning. Lavanya. Lavanya means that a natural light emanates from Radharani. She's glowing. They have these fireflies, glowworms at night. Some have a little tail light on the back of their body, and they're fluttering around the garden, and they see a little green light, some kind of phosphorescence that lights up, called firefly or glowworm. Robert calls it glowworm. We used to call them fireflies when I grew up in the country. She has this natural, beautiful glow, and it's Lavanya Lalitam, that she's sweet, feminine grace and beauty. Pearl-like luster radiates from within her divine, lovely, charming form. These are very nice adjectives to describe Radharani. Lalita means charming, playful. Madhura means sweet. These are wonderful adjectives to describe the most wonderful person in creation. And the next quality of Radharani, this is all her qualities. Those are physical qualities. And this is something about her uniqueness, how unique she is alakshyam. Of course, laksha means characteristic, laksha. You say lakshana, priti lakshana, dadati prati grinati. You say that priti lakshana, these are the symptoms or characteristics of love in Krishna consciousness. Shadvira priti lakshana, to give gifts in charity, to receive gifts, to give prasad and receive prasad, dadati prati grinati bhunkte bhojayate jeva, to reveal one's mind and confidence. This is the symptoms, so these are the characteristics or attributes of priti, priti lakshana. So lakshyam means, alakshya means mysterious and unknowable. That divine personality known as Radha is alakshyam, unnoticed and hardly mentioned anywhere. It says alakshyam radakyam nikila nigama. Nigama means the agamas, the nigamas, the shastras, the Vedas. She's very inaccessible, alakshyam, and unknown in the Vedas. And then it says atitaram. Nigama apyatitaram. Atitaram means excessively beyond. Radharani is so far beyond any of the characteristics or descriptions that are contained in the agamas or the Vedic literatures, that she's actually, Radharani is nigamai atitaram, far beyond the limited rules of all the scriptures. No one can understand Radharani. She's a mysterious personality. So this is one of her characteristics. It's one of her guna mahima. Great glories of Radharani is she's alakshyam radakyam. That radakyam, that person known as or named, akya means named, Radha. And now this is a quality of her love. Rasambode saram. Rasa ambode saram. Kimapi sukumaram. Rasambode saram. Kimapi sukumaram. Vijayate. Rasambode saram. Kimapi sukumaram. Ambode means ocean. Rasa means ras. And saram means the essence. She's the essence of the ocean of ras. Because the essence of ras, what is the... Sometimes people, they say someone is ras, Rasaraj, Sri Krishna. He is the emporium, or the lord of all the different rasas. He's the enjoyer and relisher, the prem vishayi of all the different rasas. But that's Radharani's ocean. That means unlimited rasas are within Radharani. And unlimited depth, so much so that Krishna's Rasaraj, he becomes mystified by Radharani's rasa sarup, her Mahabhav sarup. She's Mahabhav sarupini, which is the quintessence of all the rasas. She's the essence of all that. So this is another unique quality of Radharani. Oh, I forgot one word in this whole discussion. Very important word. One of Radharani's qualities. Dayaparam. Daya apara. We briefly mentioned it the other day. This is their line number 2, dayaparam. Unlimited mercy. Apara means no limit, beyond, transcendental. Daya means kripa or mercy or kindness. So Radharani has unlimited mercy for her devotees. And it's a very interesting story told in this. And that's one of her qualities. One of Radharani's 26 qualities, one of them is Karuna Mayi. She has so much compassion or mercy for the devotees. And we're counting on that, that she'll be merciful to us. Prabhupada said, if we try to get mercy from Krishna, we may be lost. But we go to Radharani, his tender counterpart, say, "Oh Radharani, please be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. Because I cannot speak directly to Krishna. I cannot meet him or file a petition on behalf of my case. I cannot petition him to give me mercy because I have no qualification to even see Krishna. But at least you'll lend an ear to my prayers because you're kind, soft-hearted, the lady side of God, the feminine God. And I know you're Dayaparam." And there's a story in this connection, very kind of a humorous story, that the people from Delhi may appreciate, because it's about a Punjabi. Once there was a Punjabi man. He was wandering around the different Leela Stalis of Vrindavan, and he was very agitated. Why? Because he's agitated, feeling separation from his wife. Pretty mundane separation. Patni Viraha. Separation from his wife. And what was his wife's name? Kishori. Lo and behold. So he was loudly crying out as he went, as he wandered from forest to forest and Leela Stali to Leela Stali. "Hey Kishori, oh Kishori, oh Kishori, oh my dear wife, oh my dear wife, Kishori, oh Kishori." Somehow or other, Dayapara Radha. Dayapara Radha ki jai. Dayal Nitai ki jai. Dayal Garanga ki jai. Dayaparam. Dayapara Radha. Unlimitedly merciful Radha. She heard this pitiful Punjabi. She heard this pitiful Punjabi piteously crying. And being limitlessly merciful, she asked Lalita, "Who is this great devotee who's crying out for me? Quickly bring him to me." Lalita said, "Radhe, this is not a devotee. This is a Punjabi. This is some hellish person who's simply gone mad over in separation from his wife. He's wandering around here and there looking for his wife, crying, Kishori, Kishori. He's not calling out for you, Radha." Dayapara Radha replied, "Lalite, I know that. But tell me, what should I do? Whenever I hear those cries of love, All right, it's mundane love. He's crying for his wife. But whenever I hear those cries of love from this pitiful Punjabi, my heart melts. And I can't stay calm anymore. Everyone here calls me Kishori in Braj Mandal. Therefore, Alite, bring that person to me with love and give your mercy. Make him my Sakhi. Jai Radharani ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So there's hope, even for a Punjabi, or anyone, or a Sindhi, or an Australian, or a Yankee, or anyone who cries out Kishori. Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Kishori Radhe. So Radharani is unlimitedly merciful. And this is a very humorous story that tells about that. Where even Krishna sometimes cries for Radharani's mercy when he's in separation, but that's real separation. Radha Viraha. He comes to the banks of Radhakund and he engages in puja. He gets Mohan Panda and asks Mohan Panda, please help me do some Kunda Puja. Oh yes, Bhagavan, you looked very troubled. You looked disturbed. Yes, Mohan, I'm very unhappy. Radharani refuses to meet with me. And I'm hoping that if I do Puja to Radhakund, that Radhakund will be merciful. And then Mohan Panda says, yes, yes, don't mind. I'll do the Puja for you very nicely. Now hold these flowers in your hand. Hiram Pushpam Namo Brahmani Deva. So in this way, even Krishna takes shelter of Kishori Nam to get the mercy of Radharani. This is Dasara's translation. Amanda Premanka Shlata Sakala Nirbanda Ridyam. All bindings of Radha's heart become slackened. Why or how? Due to the imprint of her intense, pristine prem, Amanda Premanka. Then, unlimitedly merciful, divine complexion, sweet feminine grace and beauty. Dayaparam Divyachavi Madhura Lavanya Lalitam. Known as Radha, and far, far beyond the limited rules and restrictions of all scriptures. Alakshyam Vradakyam Nikila Nigamarapyatitaram. The essence of the ocean of Ras, an indescribably soft young maiden, is gloriously present in the topmost realm. Rasam bodhe saram kimapi sukumaram vijayate. Vijayate, splendid, she is gloriously present in the topmost realm of Goloka Vrindavan. Sukumaram. Kumari means a maiden. An unmarried girl, a virgin girl, Kumari. So she's a indescribably soft Kimapi. Kimapi Sukumaram. Indescribably soft young Kumari. Sukumari Radha Ki Jai. Now this is one beautiful verse by Srila Sarasvati Pad, 52. And there's another verse which explains the qualities of Radharani. This is text 64, describing the mahima of Radharani. And this is describing her dexterity, or her expertness. Sabrunartana chaturhi nirupama sacharu nechanchale nechanchale nilakelana chaturhi vartanos tadrig vacho chaturhi Sanket Agama Chaturi, Navanava Kridakala Chaturi, Radhya Jayatat, Sakijan Parihasotseve Chaturi. Here there are six different chaturis, or expertness, or dexterity mentioned. Chatur means clever, dexterous, skillful. The translation is, glory to the incomparable dexterity of Radha's dancing eyebrows, the dexterity of the corners of her beautiful, playful eyes, the verbal dexterity of this beautifully formed girl, her dexterity in coming to the trysting place, her dexterity in ever-fresh artful pastimes, and her dexterity in having a festival of laughter and joking with her girlfriends. So these are six kinds of chaturi gun. Radharani's quality, she expresses the quality of chaturi, or dexterity or cleverness, in six different ways. So someone may be clever, chatur means clever, but to have six different modal expressions of cleverness is quite unique. Radharani is like that. She's clever in six different ways. Each one very unique and special, which distinguishes her from any other sakhi. So this is Radharani. Chaturi means daksha, expert. It's one of the qualities of a devotee. 26 qualities is daksha, he's expert. Chatura doesn't mean he's clever like Shakuni in the Mahabharata, who cleverly designed a gambling match by which the Pandavas lost their whole kingdom, including all their wealth and even Draupadi. This is all Shakuni's shenanigans with his clever cheating dealings. But this is not clever in that way. Clever means very, very expert. The first point is mentioned. Sabrunartana chaturi. Brunartana. Bru is the Sanskrit word for brow. Bhru means brow. We say eyebrow. This is eyebrow. This is bru. Similar word in Sanskrit. Bhru. Bhrow. Brow. Brow bru. So this is Radharani. What is so special? What is a special quality? Even her eyebrows have a special quality. One quality is, the quality is mentioned here is their nartana. Nartana means dancing. Natya, nritya, dancing eyebrows. Radha Kripa Kataksha, sidelong glancing. Skittish eyebrows. Skittish and moving like a wagtail bird on the banks of, a sandpiper on the banks of the Yamuna. His tail going here and there as he skits along the sand looking for a fish with his long legs. You see those birds by the Yamuna, wagtail called Kanjana. It says Kanjanakshi Radharani ki. Her eyes are like Kanjana birds. They're very, because the tail, this bird is moving along these long legs. Look, it's a small bird looking for little fish, little worms or whatever, and its tail is going just like this. So her eyes are dancing. Nartana. Sabru Nartana Chaturi. Nirupam sacharone chanchale. This is one of her qualities. Radha has expertise or chaturi in the unparalleled dancing of her eyebrows. You can get some experience of this in a small way if you ever attend a Ras Leela performance in Vrindavan. We saw once one group by one Brahmin, Fateh Krishna's group, and the Brahmin boys that played the parts of Radha and Krishna and all the gopis, young Brahmin boys. The one boy is playing Krishna, he's about 10, 11 years old, and he was dancing, he was doing different dances on the stage. He was so expert that he could make one eyebrow go up and the other go down. Visibly, like a couple of inches, like one eyebrow. So it's like, and everybody was going, the Babaji's and the cultured worshippers of Radha Raman and everyone who was gathered in Jai Shingara, the theater drama hall on the banks of the Jamuna near Keshigat. Many of the devotees of that side of Vrindavan, they attend over there, very cultured audience of Babaji's and sannyasis and devotees, Brijvasis, and especially the followers of Radha Raman. And they so much appreciated, wow, look how expert this chaturi, nartana, bru nartana chaturi. See the dance, this is dancing eyebrows. We can hardly make our eyebrows move a millimeter. But when you see one eyebrow here, one eyebrow up like this, what is this? How much in the going have you seen? Did you see?
Well, they can do it.
Some people can do, but really, I mean, unbelievable. So some people can do. Obviously, they're not God. They're not Krishna. They're not Radharani. They're simply playing the parts of Krishna and Radharani. So it's a skill. Chatur is a skill. It's something that you have. Of course, Radharani is one of her gunas, her qualities, that she has these kinds of austerity. And of course, all these expertise, these unparalleled expertise of Radharani, her cleverness and her dancing of her eyebrows is simply to entice and attract and satisfy the all-attractive Krishna. Because when Radharani makes her eyebrows dance like that, then Krishna's heart starts jumping. Forget about dancing. It starts jumping. And then he starts, his clothes start moving and his turban starts moving. Bru Nartana Chaturi. Then it says, next thing it describes, and that's her eyebrows. So the eyebrows, of course, are connected to the eyes. It's called eyebrow. Brow means that's the border of the eyes. The eyes are, if the eyebrows are dancing, then the eyes must be doing something also. So that's glorified next. Sacharu, charu means beautiful, attractive. Sacharu netra anchale. Anchale means the corner of her netra, her eyes. The Radharani, she has matchless expertise with her beautiful sidelong glances. Nirupam. Nirupama means nirupam means no comparison, beyond comparison, matchless. No one can compare the beautiful sidelong glances of Radharani. Nirupama charanetra. So this is Radharani's quality. And it's when Krishna arrives in this, as far as his Brunartana Chaturi, when Krishna arrives in a Nikunja and lays his eyes on Radharani, then immediately Radharani pierces him with the cupid arrows, the flower arrows, by making her eyebrows dance. And Krishna becomes thoroughly excited. So that Nava Kamadev, that useful cupid of Vrindavan, Krishna, becomes completely enchanted. So what wonderful service that Radharani, everything Radharani is doing with her chaturi and her expertise and her qualities is simply service, to serve Krishna, not to enjoy or to exploit or to lord it over. It's all service to give pleasure to Krishna. Anukulya, Krishna Anukulya. So what a wonderful service these dancing eyebrows are doing of Radharani. And then it's described by the mandris who've seen these leelas. They're saying that actually these dancing eyebrows of Radharani are actually are cobras. These cobras, as a cobra before it bites you, it raises up like this. It's lying down, then it moves. It dances upward, then jumps and bites. So when the dancing cobras of Radharani's eyebrows, when they rise up, when those eyebrows start dancing with love's enchantment, and those cobra-like eyebrows of Radharani rise up, and then they bite Krishna's heart, and then he becomes burning with the venom of desire to enjoy with Radharani. Nartana Chaturi Radha Ki Jai. Chaturi Radha Ki Jai. Now we're saying that her eyebrows are dancing, but then her eyes are also moving here and there. She, Radharani, is great chatura, or expertise in playful games performed by the corners of her lovely eyes. She creates lila and kelana games just with the movements of her eyes. She expertly casts glances at Shyam from the corners of her eyes that are even more amazing than her eyebrows. When Shyam sees these beautiful eyes of Radharani dancing with excitement, He becomes enchanted and he stares at her without blinking. This is what happens. To continue the analogy, sometimes a Raja Sarp, a king cobra, when he rises up, when he dances or moves up, on the center of his forehead he has a ruby. A brilliant ruby. Like a red, like a third eye. He has his two eyes, and then he has this, in the middle of his two eyes, in the middle of his swim, there's this brilliant, effulgent ruby. And what happens when a person, when a man is walking along the footpath in the jungle, and this king cobra rises, and he sees it, because rubies are like Suryakant. Ruby is a gem of the sun. The sun is worshipped with a ruby. So the ruby is very effulgent and dazzling. A high-quality ruby is dazzling and effulgent and attractive and brilliant like the sun. If you're walking along, all of a sudden, you see this cobra, which is like Kala Chakra. Your time is up. But then you become bedazzled. You become totally hypnotized by that jewel in his head. And that analogy is there. Don't be mystified by the so-called word juggleries. Don't become attracted to the jewel in their head. There's verses like that. They're like a snake with a jewel in its head. So this is Radharani's eyes. Radharani's eyes. Her eyebrows. Radharani's dancing eyebrows are like the cobra. But then that cobra of those eyebrows of Radharani has a ruby, which is the reddened corners of her anurag-filled eyes. Her eyes are, of course, sham blue, swimming and effusive with sham ras, a deep dark blue color, but the corners are reddish, emitting that intense moment-to-moment newer attachment for Krishna, which is known as anurag. Rag and attachment, which is newer at every moment and ever increasing with every gesture and every movement and every word of hers and his. So that anurag in the corner of Radharani's eyes becomes like a dazzling, enchanting, hypnotic ruby in the center of a hood of a black cobra. And when Krishna sees Radharani's charu nature anchale, nature anchale, when he sees those sidelong glances, then what happens? He stares at Radharani's eyes without blinking. He becomes transfixed, hypnotized, just like the man on the footpath becomes. He looks without blinking because he's so astounded. And Chamatkar is seeing this huge king cobra and it's hissing. And then he sees this and he's afraid, but at the same time he's afraid, but then he's attracted. Because it's just this black hood. This is like death personified. But at the same time, death is becoming is attractive and dazzling with his effulgent red ruby. So he's looking at the ruby like, what is that? And he becomes frozen. And then, boom! Cobra bites him. Well, this is what happens. Krishna is that innocent man, an innocent person walking in the forest of Vrindavan. And he stumbles in the Nibrita Nikunj on this Radharani, this sarp, this female prem sarp, this female love snake, dancing, Bru Nartana Chaturi's expert dancing, eyebrows raised up like the hood of a serpent and bite Krishna. And then he stares at those dancing eyes, the corners of sidelong glances. He's totally victimized. Radha Rani ki jai, Netranchale Chaturi Radha ki jai. So how beautiful are Radharani's eyes. There's no comparison. Although Krishna's Kaviraj, he attempts to glorify Radharani's eyes in Govinda Lilamrita in the 11th chapter describing Madhyan Lila. And this is actually being spoken by the Shukan Shari. Krishna's Kaviraj is recounting how in the Nikunjas in the afternoon in Madhyan Lila in Radhakund, Krishna looks at the female pair and says, "Hey, Shari Boliye, Radhaguna Mahima Boliye, glorify my Radharani, glorify my Swamini." So then they do. Naina Yuga Vidane Radhikaya Vidhatra Jagati Madurasara Sanchita Sadguna Jay Bhuvi Patitata Amshaistena Shristan Yasharir Brahmana Mriga Chakoram Boja Minot Palam. And then the Shari, the female parrot, for the pleasure of Krishna's ears and heart and the satisfaction of her Swamini Radha, that devotee parrot of Radharani Manjubhashini or Daksha, whomever, to produce Radhika's eyes, the Creator collected the essence of all the sweetest and most qualified things in the universe to make Radharani's eyes. To produce Radhika's beautiful sweet eyes, the Creator collected the essence of all the sweetest and most qualified, valuable things in the entire universe. And whatever was left over after he did that, it fell down to the earth to become black bumblebees, Brahmar, deer, chakora birds, fish, and blue lotus flowers. Because Radharani's eyes exhibit the qualities of all these entities, the deer, the bees, the chakoras, the fish, and the blue lotuses. Shyam becomes totally enthralled and mystified, captivated, and defeated by these playful glances of Radha. And he becomes stunned in ecstasy as a man, as an innocent man on a footpath becomes stunned and frozen in his movement when he becomes hypnotized by the beautiful jewel, ruby jewel, dazzling in the hood of a serpent. And Krishna doesn't know what to say. He says, Adanayane ishad hasya vyakula korala more. Radharani's slightly squinting eyes and her gentle smile agitates me to no end. In this way, Radharani's, and these gunas, which are Radharani's, by this nature anchalam, Anchale, Radharani's describing, this is depicting Radharani's 25th quality, which means by which he fully controls Krishna. Next, Saraswati Pad glorifies another Chaturi of Radha. He says, Leela Kelana Chaturi. Of course, that's all included in her eyes, but it says Leela Kelana Chaturi, that this her, as I mentioned, this is her expertise in Leela, this playful Leela which we described. So this is her expertise. All this sidelong glances of hers, these beautiful sidelong glances are part of her Leela Chaturi, her Leela Kelana Chaturi. Her playfulness, her expert playfulness, her expertise and dexterity and playful. Leela Kela means playful pastimes, playful enjoyments. Now the next chaturi that's described is her Vartanas Tadrig Vacho Chaturi. Her vacho, Sri Radhika Uvacha. Sri Radhika Uvacha means her expert speech. Her verbal dexterity is amazing. Kandarp Agama Siddha Mantra Gahanam Ardam Duhana Giram. In Ujjal Nilamani, Rupa Goswami is glorifying Radharani by saying, Kandarpa Agama Siddha Mantra Gahanam Ardam Duhana Giram. It says that Radharani, she received a Siddha Mantra from Kandarpa Agama. The Kandarpa Agama means the Kama Sutra. Kandarpa means Cupid or Kamadev, the god of love. And Agama means the Shastra. So that's the Kama Sutra, the Agama, Kandarpa Agama. So she received a Siddha Mantra. So this is her speech. She has, it's called Vag Siddhi. When someone has expertise in speech, it's called Vag Chaturi or Vag Siddhi, the perfection of speech, which has twofold aspect. Whatever that person may say will come true. Perfection of their speech, Vag Siddhi. And also that they, whatever they speak, it's full of perfection, full of truth, Vag Siddhi. So Rupa Goswami is glorifying Radharani's verbal dexterity like that. That Radha speaks clever words that are like Siddha mantras from the Kama Sutras, which means she fully controls Krishna. And then Vishnu Chakravarti writes in his commentary on Ujjwala Nilamani, he says, Kandarpas Yagama Shastre Jai Siddha Mantra Vasikarano Chatanod Madan Unmadan Mohanadi Dharmanastair Gahanam Kalilam Vyaptam Iti Yavat. The grave words that Radhika speaks to Krishna are coming forth from the Vedic mantras of the Kama Sutras. And they act Vashikarana. Vashikarana means they cause Krishna to come under control. They act on Krishna to bring him under a full control. Then Uchatana, he becomes agitated, unmad, and maddened, and mohan, in chanting. It's explained elsewhere in describing the effect of Kamadev on a conditioned soul. When a conditioned soul gets pierced by the arrows of lust, or lust personified, Kamadev, the lord of lust, the lord of desire, then there's six effects. One is attraction, infatuation, agitation, maddening, and enchanting, and finally burning. One becomes, the final one is maddening, you become crazy and burning. So Radharani, she learned these mantras. She's chaturi, she's expert. Vat, it says, Saraswati Pad glorifies Radharani as tadrig vacho chaturi. Varatanos tadrig vacho chaturi. Radharani has learned from a very special shastra, the Kama Sutras, Kandarpa Agamas. She's learned all the Siddha mantras. She's attained Siddhi and she's learned the Siddha mantras. And when you have these Siddha mantras, you can bring anyone under control. There's a mystic Siddhi by which people learn how to speak and bring thousands and thousands of people under the control. They perform all kinds of austerities. And there's many yogis and acharyas and gurus parading around the world and advertising and performing miracles and creating elements in their hands and performing miracles and controlling and influencing people because they have this Vag Siddhi. They've learned these Siddha mantras, not from the Kama Sutras. These are the Kama Sutra means that the Kandarpa Agamas are the shastras about loving dealings, conjugal dealings and exchanges. So Radharani has studied the Agamas. She has a PhD in the Agamas. Which Agamas? Kandarpa Agamas. I'm not even sure if such Agamas exist. Agamas exist, but Kandarpa, I'm not sure. There is a Kama Sutra, that's there. It's a book about sutras and about love, etc. Loving exchanges and conjugal vilas. But Vishnu Chakravarti is just glorifying this quality. This is one of Radharani's gunas, qualities, expert speech. And you see in a list of 25 qualities of Radharani that are mentioned in Jiva Dharma and Chaitanya Charitamrita and also in teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya himself is describing, Lord Chaitanya is Radharani herself, in Sanatana Shiksha, Lord Chaitanya is teaching Sanatana about Radharani in chapter 23, and verses 87 through 91, Lord Chaitanya teaches Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Shiksha, and through Sanatana Goswami, all of us, and the entire world. It's been recorded by Krishnas Kaviraja, 25 qualities of Radharani. So one of them is that her speech says, speak sweetly, says, Ramya Van, or Ramya Vak. Ramya means delightful, charming, sweet speech. Very attractive. And then she's also, another quality of her speech, it's Narma Pandit. She's expert at telling jokes. She's a pundit in joke telling. Maybe I've studied a little bit with Radharani. At least I'd like to have that quality, expert at telling jokes. And then it's also translated in teaching Lord Chaitanya as expert at presenting feminine attractions. Very interesting translation. Or the same quality. Narma Pandita. Telling expert jokes. So she does have over 25 qualities. Two are specifically about speech. Speaking sweetly. nicely and sweetly, charming, Ramyavak and Narma Pandit. And here she has Siddha Mantra in the Kandarpa Agamas, and she brings Krishna under her control. He becomes Prem Vasibhut, Vasikaran. It's the cause, Karan, Sarvakarana Karanam. Vashi, Vashi means to control. And once she controls Krishna, then he becomes agitated, he becomes mad, he becomes enchanted. Because these are some of the attractive features of a woman for a man. Her eyes, her voice. That's warned in the Bhagavatam, in the sixth canto. Sharad padmoksavam bhaktram vachascha shavanamritam bridhyam shudradaribhyam vidram shamashikar apikarshati. Says that the woman says that her face is as beautiful as a lotus flower blossoming in the autumn season. Sharad padmoksavam bhaktram, bhaktram, her face. It's as beautiful. So we're here, the beauty of her face means her dancing eyebrows and her sidelong glances. Oh, Prabhu. So that's part of the beauty of her face. Like a lotus flower, and the lotus flowers blossom in autumn. And then it says, Vachas cha shravan amritam. Shravana vacha. It's describing her voice, her face and her voice. And what are we describing about Radharani? Her qualities, which bewilder and captivate Krishna. Radharani's face, which means her eyes and her eyebrows. And then what else is on her face? Her voice. So that's the ears. The eyes become captivated by the face. The ears become captivated by the sound, the shabda. So Radharani's quality of her voice is being described here. That it's vacho chaturi. She has expertise and dexterity in speaking. In fact, she has siddhi, vag siddhi. She knows all the siddha mantras. She's mastered all the siddha mantras from the Kandarpa Agamas. And with those, she's able to enchant Krishna, bring him under, enchant him, madden him, and agitate him. And this way, totally control him. And that's what most women do with men. They agitate them. They make them mad, and they enchant them. They agitate them. They enchant them. They enchant them. They agitate them. They madden them, and then vashikarna. And in these ways, these are the causes by which they bring the men fully under control. Especially in the age of Kali. Men are easily controlled by women and their various charms. So Radharani is the most charming, most chaturi, param chaturi. Parama chaturi Radha ki jai. So these are some of the beautiful qualities of Radharani, which we'll continue tomorrow. We've heard two of these qualities today, about her dancing eyebrows and her sidelong glances. And three, actually, then are Vag Chaturi. Srimati Radha Rani Ki Jai.